All right, welcome everyone. I am Cheyenne Dominguez of Fem City, and you are tuning in for our weekly Wednesday Fem City class. And today we have guest speaker, guest teacher, and global Fem, Melissa Blettner. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks, Cheyenne. Thanks for having me. I love being on here and sharing with all of the Fems.
Awesome. So today we are talking about being an authentic influencer. So that is the topic for today's class. And this is a recorded session. If you're joining us live and you have questions or comments or thoughts that you would like to share, you are on mute as a participant, but we do have a group chat feature. So if you have, again, questions or comments, even if it's just something that resonates with you, we'd love for you to share that. Just type it into the chat feature and I can share it on your behalf with Melissa and with everyone else. And we're going to get started. So Melissa, we've had you on a few times. We always have rave reviews after we have you on. So thank you for coming back and taking the time to be with us. Why don't you, before we get into being an authentic influencer, maybe just briefly introduce yourself to everyone who maybe hasn't had a class with you before?
Sure. That's great. Well, yeah, thank you. I do love coming on here. It always pushes me to really define the topic that we're talking about. So I'm loving the entire theme for Fem City for November, and so fitting with Thanksgiving here. So as Cheyenne said, my name is Melissa Blettner. I am the founder of Dream Big Academy, and we are education for a happy life. So I focus primarily on business coaching for female entrepreneurs, and I started this company just this year after finishing up a 20-year career with a large hospitality company and really, you know, taking that career and all of the fundamentals that we learned in building that business and growing it from, I started with just 100 employees. We grew it to over 8,000 employees at 14 locations throughout North America. And just taking those principles that we use day in and day out over those 20 years to build that business, and now using that for female entrepreneurs to really get that business fundamentals down on how they can launch a business successfully and fulfill their dreams and goals. Yeah, so that's what Dream Big is all about.
I love that. And for those who don't know, I am familiar with Melissa's work in the previous corporate environment she mentioned, and she was just instrumental in growing that organization. And it's amazing how big of an organization, how big of a company mm-hmm. it has become. So I love that you've taken all you've learned and translating that into helping other women as well in their businesses. So today we're talking all about being an authentic influencer, ladies. And you know, that term influencer, I feel like has become such a buzzword. I don't know about you, Melissa, but it's like I see the word influencer everywhere now. It's like Instagram, and I mean, it's mostly social media related when I see it. But when you think about being an authentic influencer, you know, what does that mean for you? You know, how does that, mm-hmm. how do you define that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting too, because you're right. It is a buzzword, and it's kind of like when you're, you know, things, I think there's just a heightened level of awareness when you're really in the thick of things. And now, you know, if you're listening now and you haven't seen influencer everywhere, you're going to start seeing it everywhere. It's like when you, you know, buy that car that you think no one else has and you get out on the road and it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So to me, being an authentic influencer is an important gift, and we all possess it. Mm-hmm. We utilized this a lot when I was with my former company too, is we would talk about like, what is our circle of influence? And that's something that's not necessarily a new term. It's I reference mm-hmm. Franklin Covey and Stephen Covey a lot in the talks that I do, but it's so true. Everyone has a circle of influence, and that's what you can bring upon someone. So we all possess that gift of influence. And when I think about being an authentic influencer, there's really three parts to it. It's really providing information, mm-hmm. being genuine, and then having people follow you or follow your advice. So that's really becoming an authentic influencer. So if you're going to become an influencer, you're really simply making a suggestion to another person. So when you just break it down, providing information, you provide them enough information so that they can make an educated decision on whether they want to follow your suggestion or not. So you're providing information. The second part to it is being authentic. And when you're authentic, you're factual, you're genuine, and you're knowledgeable. And that's the part that really makes you authentic. So then when you use what you know and you share that information with others, that makes you an authentic information giver, right? So what makes you an authentic influencer is when you provide that information to people and it's authentic information, and then they actually choose to follow your suggestions or purchase your products or take your advice. So that's what creates an authentic influencer. And that can be very, very lucrative in a number of different ways.
Absolutely. So maybe let's go right into that then. So for femmes who are listening, who are saying, you know, gosh, I really see the opportunity here that, you know, this could help my business, but I'm not exactly sure why or how. What are you telling women? How is having that influence able to help them in their business?
Yeah, being an influencer and an authentic influencer is so important for your business because it's really where you create your loyal customers from, even your brand fanatics, those people that are raving about what you have and they like need to have that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you are an authentic influencer, people trust you and you're able to quickly make suggestions to them and then convert those suggestions into sales. So that's why it's so important for your business to be able to move into that space.
You know, I love that you just break it down so simply like that, that you're able to make suggestions and then convert those into sales, because sometimes I think we think about, sometimes maybe we don't even realize that we have this ability to be influencers if we're not, you know, I don't know. That term is used so heavily in the Instagram landscape that it's like, well, I'm not really an Instagram star. So maybe this influencer idea doesn't apply to me. But the way you've just positioned it, you know, when you're able to quickly make suggestions and convert that into sales, I mean, that pretty much applies to almost all entrepreneurs.
It does. And I think a lot of times, especially when you're just starting out and you're starting some business, it doesn't really matter what business you're in, you have to be able to make sales.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So, and a lot of times people are like, well, I'm not really a salesperson. And a long, long time ago, early on in my hospitality career, I was a sales manager for a hotel. And that's exactly what we needed to do, was go out and find people that would want to have their event at our space. And the only thing we were doing, it wasn't a sales job. It was providing them with information to see if they needed what I had.
Right.
And when you found that ideal client, then you made the sale. And if you didn't find them, it was no big deal. You just went on to the next person and provided more information and then made the sale.
Right. So what are some ways, if for femmes who are listening and for those who are listening live, again, if you have any questions or comments or thoughts, all of our participants who are live are on mute, but you can ask those or share those using our chat feature if you would like to. So Melissa, what are some ways if, you know, I want to become more of an authentic influencer, more of an influencer, I just want to put this to practice in my business to help me make those sales eventually? What are some ways that you recommend kind of beginning to focus on this and beginning to really make this a priority?
Yep. I think the first thing that is important to know is you have to know what your brand is. So you have to know what information or product or service it is that you're passionate about sharing, right? Because there has to be something some type of information or product or service that you're going to be an influencer about, mm-hmm. right? So this is where you begin. It's with your brand. And it's exactly, you have to define exactly what you're offering to your audience, mm-hmm. okay? So the first thing is just figuring out what it is that you're going to be an influencer of. The second thing you need to know is if you're going to be an influencer, let's say, about beekeeping. You need to know everything about being a beekeeper. You need to become the expert in that field mm-hmm. and ensure that the information that you're providing is factual and genuine. Or let's just use a different example. Let's say you just started a brand new network marketing company that sells, I mean, there's so many wonderful network marketing companies out there that promote different things. Let's just say it's healthy aging products. Mm-hmm. You need to know what that product does. Now, do you need to know everything about it? Because sometimes you can, you know, analyze to death and you never like right. move forward with anything, right?
right?
So you don't need to know everything about it, but you need to be able to know where you can go to find the answers. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you always, always, always need to be truthful and genuine with the information that's being shared or the questions that are being answered. Mm-hmm. My mom always taught me that early on that honesty was the best policy. And when it comes to being an influencer, that is essential. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is that you need to know what you're going to be an influencer about. And then you need to know about it mm-hmm. so that you can give factual, genuine information. And then the next step is to build your audience. In the marketing field, they always say how many eyeballs are seeing it. Mm-hmm. So how many people are you in front of? Because now it turns into a numbers game. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you want to be very, very selective with what eyeballs are seeing it or who your audience is. And you want to make sure that while you're putting this information out there, especially on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest, that you're attracting your ideal client, right? So many times we try and like run down our clients and we've got to have that, but you don't really need to do that, right? So, it's more important to attract that client. So just to kind of recap again, mm-hmm. these three things. First, it's important to know what you're going to be an influencer about. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that you need to be knowledgeable about that. So learn about it. And then the third thing is to make sure that you're building your audience and attracting your ideal client.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you threw in the piece about the honesty, if you don't know it. So maybe you are an expert at this particular mm-hmm. topic, and maybe there is something, a question, comment, thought that perhaps you haven't had particular experience with, right? I love that you right. said to just be honest, you know, maybe to be honest and say, well, you know, I don't know, but I know where to get that, right? Or I'll get mm-hmm. it. So I love that you threw that in there, because I think sometimes we assume we have to be not just an expert, but we have to know everything possible, mm-hmm. right? So even experts right. are still learning and may not know everything, but we're always still learning about our industry, our fields. And even though we're experts, that it's still important to be honest. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So what would you say maybe to a femme who's, you know, kind of doubting herself? She's saying, you know, I know that I am an expert in my field. I really want to kind of put myself out there more as an influencer. I want to be better about, you know, making suggestions and recommendations and being seen as the go-to person. But, you know, maybe her confidence is lacking or something else is missing. Have you mm-hmm. had that experience with women yet? And what are you saying to them?
I think yes, I have had that experience with women. And yes, I have had that experience with myself,
sure.
you know, where you're like, oh, I don't know. Should I do this? Can I do this? I don't know. And the first thing, and my dad taught me this, I'm so blessed because my mom and my dad were just so both instrumental in like of who I am today.
But, I love your mom and dad already. I feel like I've gotten to know them a little bit.
I do too. But the first thing my dad would tell me is, you have negative thoughts going through your head, get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Get rid of those negative thoughts. You got bad things in your head, get rid of them. The second thing is just to surround yourself with people that can encourage you. Mm-hmm. And I I'm singing to the choir on this one too, but yeah. This is Fem City. This is what the women in our collective, they are my board of directors.
Yeah.
Because I don't have, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a solopreneur. I do have a business partner. I'm very blessed in that, but it's good to be able to bounce your ideas off of those femmes that are in your collective. So surround yourself with people that can encourage you. And the other thing is you really want to find a mentor or a coach that can help you put a solid plan together so that you can create a roadmap so that you can reach your goals. Because it's one thing to have encouragement and, you're going to do fine. That's great. But really you need that action plan to actually get things done. Mm-hmm. So get rid of the negative thoughts, surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you, and get that assistance if you need it through a mentor or a coach that can help you put a plan together so that you can execute it and reach your goals.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so true. And all of those things can really help to guide you. So any other advice? By the way, anyone who's listening live, feel free to use the chat feature to ask Melissa any questions or just share any thoughts or comments you may have along the way as we're chatting. So what other advice do you have just kind of in general about becoming an authentic influencer, about really, maximizing this opportunity we have in the business space now to be an influencer? As so many different types of influencers, and I know you work with women who are in a different variety of industries and fields. And so, what are you seeing that's working? Any other advice you have for femmes?
Yeah. And that I'm so passionate about hearing what other femmes are doing and what their business plans are and helping them to create that. Like that's what just really gets me all fired up because I love the topic that we've got for next month coming up with Fem City is you can change the world. Mm-hmm. Cause that's really like, whenever I talk with people, I'm like, yes, let's do that, because they've got such great ideas. So I think the big thing and, part of our business coaching that we have is we actually just launched Dream Big Influencers, which is really funny that this whole thing started and I'm seeing it everywhere. But the last piece of advice or another piece of advice is that social media is gold for becoming an influencer, not just on Facebook, but also on Instagram and Pinterest. And I was recently doing some research as I was learning more about what I'm out there doing, right? There's over 2 billion users on Facebook. And there's 800 million users on Instagram and 300 million on Pinterest. People from all over the world are using these platforms to research and also to make purchases. 93% of Pinterest users use the platform to plan or make purchases. So it's so important to be in those spaces if you're not already in those spaces. So make that a priority for your business to be able to expand there. And if you have a business and you're thinking, well, I don't have an online portion of it, call me. Yeah. Because I'll help you figure out an online portion to it. Because there's so much out there that there's a truly abundance for all to be able. So if you're thinking that, where am I getting my customers from? There's over like 3 billion people who are using social media platforms. Yeah. So that is a great place to start, especially when you are an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know where to start, we put together an online social media bootcamp that teaches people how to create amazing content so their information can get noticed and they can increase their following. And by increasing their following, I'm talking about attracting those ideal customers so that you can increase your influence and you can increase your sales.
Yeah. So and that ties back to what you were saying earlier about building your audience and being selective and attracting that right client.
Right. Right. So we just started putting this into effect on Instagram, and my Instagram account was stuck at the number of people that I had following. And it went up by 150% in the last 30 days since we started doing this.
Oh,
so,
wow.
The numbers are there, and it's not only that, but they're authentic clients because I'm having conversations with them too. So it's really, it's fun. It's fun to see it working. It's fun to see the results out there. So if you're not, that's really my advice, is really capitalize on that social media. Becoming an authentic influencer there is just like gold. So get into those three platforms there, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Excellent. I love that. Okay. So where can FEMS find you? We have getting to the end of our time here, but where can FEMS find you if they want to connect with you more, continue the conversation, learn more about you, or just follow you? Where are some ways that they can get in touch? What would you recommend? And I can type those into our chat feature here too as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. The best place to reach me is on Facebook, social media. Our page is Dream Big Academy. And we also have a free group called Business Coaching for Female Entrepreneurs, where we offer tips and solutions for building your business. And you can message me in those groups and I'll get back to you. I do have a free 30-minute business coaching too. So if anybody wants to like just sign up and let's go ahead and have a chat about your business and where you're going. That's, like I said, that's what just gets me fired up. I love hearing there's so many women out there with so many great, fantastic business opportunities. I love hearing those. So.
I love that. And this is such a great place for us to start focusing or refocusing on being an authentic influencer, or if we are an influencer, being more authentic in doing so. And again, just bringing it all back to sales and growing our businesses. So thank you so much, Melissa. What a pleasure to have you on again today. And FEMS, thank you for joining us on our weekly Wednesday class today with Global FEM and now becoming a regular teacher on the in the FEM City classroom with Melissa Blettner. So thank you again for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.